February 1. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts 9:6. In Psalm 127:1, 2 we have the secret as to how to build the house of God. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late. We have a double responsibility towards God's dwelling place. We have one responsibility as laborers together with God in building it, and another responsibility as His building material, lively stones, in being built by Him. Since we are co-workers with God, we must take heed how we build His house. We cannot build it with our human zeal or wisdom, and we are warned against doing so. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late. We must build God's house only according to His plan, on the true foundation and under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must learn how to find and take our share in this work. It does not matter to God how many handicaps and disadvantages we have, or how few our talents are. What matters is that we should be willing to take our share and that it should be under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ even in small things. When we work in an office or factory, we ask permission from the person in charge if we want to go out for a few minutes. The same rule applies to all of us. Learn to consult with and to ask permission from those with whom you work. Learn also to go to the Lord for every matter. We cannot build God's house on man's plan or on a man-made foundation. The Lord Jesus alone is our foundation. He is also our architect and our engineer as well as the supervisor of the whole work. Therefore, ask His advice at every stage of the work. Consult Him and find out if your plan is in accordance with His heavenly plan, whether you are building on the right foundation and so on. He will answer you and show if you make a mistake. It will be a great joy to you and to Him when you take His advice and obey Him in every matter, however small or unimportant it may seem to you. If you do not get an immediate answer, wait patiently and He will reveal His plan to you in answer to private or corporate prayer. Only do not follow your own wisdom. When we come under His headship and lordship and build according to His plan on His foundation, then we shall be a source of blessing to others, otherwise our labor will be in vain.